the sun is out, the sky is bright, but I can't wait for the evening sign. My love, I'm gonna hold, hold, 'cause I love her, she loves me, and that's the way it's supposed to be. We'll make it up as we go. Oh, if truth be told, well, I never knew, 'cause it's all so new. Now there's only one thing left to do, just let the cards unfold. Oh, my love is pure, my heart is too. I wanna spend my life with you till the two of us grow old. Oh, if truth be told, I can't believe after all this time I found a woman who knows my mind. She brought me in from the cold. Oh, she gave me her heart, sealed with a kiss. I'm so lucky to live like this. I love as good. Let's go. Lucky to live like this, a love as good as gold. Oh, oh, truth be told, yeah, if truth be told, yeah, I like that, if truth be told, oh, hey, to pick me up, turn me around, put my feet on solid ground.
Curtis Salgado in a virtual Roots Down session on WVTF from his new album, Damage Control, Truth Be Told. That's from an in-studio performance at WMOT. Thanks to them for providing that. Curtis Salgado joining us. And Curtis, let's go back a ways here and talk about all the support you got from your family and your formative years and your pursuit of music.
Yes, sir. Yes. So my family consists of an older brother, older sister, and of course, mother and father. And I was raised in the same house in Eugene, Oregon, didn't move at all, which was a lucky thing. And Eugene, Oregon is a lumber town slash University of Oregon. So it's this fusion of basically blue collar college students, you know, blue collar workers, lumber mills. And then that you got the university. I mean, by the mid 60s and stuff, even before that, the folk era and all that stuff. So basically it's rednecks and hippies, you know. So I grew up in my father and my mother were jazz enthusiasts, and my brother and sister, of course, were. So music was a big part of the family. I'm going to say it this way. One of the main topics at the dinner table would be music. Arguments were about music, you know. I remember coming home. I was a Boy Scout at one point in my life and did a 50-mile hike on the Skyline Trail. And out for 2 weeks in the woods, and when I came home and sat down at the table, I was like, well, what's going on? What's new? And I remember them going, well, there's this band called the Trogs that have a song called Wild Thing. And Ray Charles has got a new song called Let's Go Get Stoned. So, and then we'd talk about it, I mean, distinctly. So it, my brother and sister were buying the folk records, and my brother was bringing home Paul Butterfield, and my sister bought me the Little Walter record, Hate to See You Go, in 1969. My mom and dad, my father had basically had a collection of Bunk Johnson, Fletcher Henderson, Henry Red Allen, Louis Armstrong. He was a big piano fan, so he had Ray Charles, and he had Earl Father Hines, the piano player, Teddy Wilson. He was really into Fats Waller. We listened to Fats Waller all the time, you know. This was what tickled my auditory nerve. And that's just what was happening daily. And so when I was 13 years old, I went to see Count Basie. And that was a big thing for me. I saw Count Basie live at the age of 13 at Mack Court, which is where the basketball games were happening, you know, MacArthur Court. And I said, man, I want to, this is, father, man, I, you know, dad, I like this, man. This is what I want to do.
It must have been amazing to get that kind of encouragement and experience growing up.
Yeah. And when it came to graduating from high school in 1972, 18 years old, my folks were like, you know, you're into music, and your grandfather left the kids some money, and if you want to go to college, but obviously, you can use that money for music. But by 1972, the money that he had left wouldn't have bought one semester of books. And so you know what I did? I went and took more singing lessons, you know, and because I was in top notch. I was in the glee club in school and sang. I've been singing since kindergarten. So it all came together. Music is it for me. It's my wheelhouse.
Yes, indeed. And let's fast forward now. New album out, Damage Control. And I understand that you used three different bands in three different studios for this record.
What I wanted to do was do three different rhythm sections on purpose, because I thought I just didn't want the same rhythm section and the same group of people playing all 12 songs. And I'd written 17, but you're going to make it down to, as you know, most CDs are 12 songs. I thought I want three different rhythm sections, and that I would hire this particular rhythm section and pick the songs for that, and then go to somewhere else. So it's like four for one, four for another, and four for the third one. And the first session that I had was in Nashville. And at the very end of the session, I asked, hey, we got time. Can we do a rock and roll song? You guys know Slow Down. And I played him a little bit of the Larry Williams Slow Down thing. And I've been playing that song for years, kind of as a jam tool. You know, what do you want to play? You know, and then kind of guide the band through, you do this, you do that. You remember the Beatles doing this, anybody, you know. And then, but my band plays it. So I told Kevin McKendry and the boys and the guys in the band, let's do Slow Down. So that added five songs. All the songs were recorded in one day. Because basically, you write out the material and hand these musicians the bones. Here's the bones, and they put in the meat and muscle. I know what they're going to do. I know all of these guys. So I know they're going to deliver. You know, these are great musicians. And so I give them the chord changes and the bones, and here's how it is. I tell them what I want, and everybody kind of produces it, you know. I have the vision and stuff, and they help me make my vision come true.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's hear this performance of you doing Slow Down. Curtis Salgado, thank you so much.
I'm honored, Luke, man. Please tell the people out there I love them, and hopefully we'll get to see them out there and entertain them.
All right. Curtis Salgado performing Slow Down from his new record, Damage Control, in a virtual Roots Down session on WVTF.
You're listening to Roots Down on WVTF.
Thank you. the valleys low. For all the gigs I've done, I ain't got much to show. But I'm never slowing down until I play my final set. 'Cause the longer I live, the older I wanna get. Oh, you better believe it. Hey, I wanna keep on keeping on, heading down life's long highway, headed on down the road. Yeah, I wanna see every new sunrise. Final, hey, curtain call.